Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellison. We're leaving, in the New World Report, we're leaving Rio de Janeiro. Very happy this time of year. However, we're traveling to Buenos Aires, also a happy capital since the election of Javier Milei, anticipating the visit of Secretary of State Mr. Blinken within days. At the same time, there's news. David Cameron, Lord Cameron, the new foreign minister of the United Kingdom, stopped off on his way to Rio, we can presume, in the Malvinas, a.k.a. the Falkland Islands. It's many decades since this was a major sore point between the United Kingdom and Argentina. There were many deaths, hundreds of deaths in that conflict. It lasted just a few short weeks. And yet, Professor, these many years later, it's not raised repeatedly, but I believe it is still a talking point in Buenos Aires that these are the Malvinas and Argentina has not given up its claim. You tell me there was a witty response from Buenos Aires to the fact of Mr. Cameron's visit to the Falklands. What did Buenos Aires comment?
Well, as you rightfully point out, John, this has long been, even though an issue well in the past from the 1982 conflict, it is still the claim to the islands is enshrined in the Argentine Constitution, and certainly under Peronist governments, the tone of the continuing British occupation of the islands has been very bitter. The British, of course, feel very much the same way. Going back to Margaret Thatcher, it becomes a symbol of Britain's assertion of its rights and the protection of the British people and their desire. So it was almost somewhat of an obligatory stop for David Cameron being in the area to go to the Falklands, to Port Stanley, including to lay, I believe, a wreath. There was a memorial to those who had died, which included 255 British as well as the 649 Argentines. So that itself was a reminder of the war. But what we've historically seen is that center-right Argentine governments, while not getting around the constitutional claim, have preferred to try to not let that damage the commercially very important relationship between Argentina and Britain. And certainly the Argentine government of Milei, like the one of Mauricio Macri back in 2015-2019, they said we want to at least make sure that we focus on the things that we can agree on. And so Argentina's current foreign minister Diana Maldino had I thought it was a very appropriate, lighthearted way of treating things. Obviously, Cameron stopped there, and the symbolism created a lot of news and the obligation for Argentina to respond. And so what she said to David Cameron was, thank you for including Argentina in your visit to the region. You will be welcome. We hope you'll stop actually in Buenos Aires. So she, at the same time, reminded the people of the Argentine claim to the Falklands, while at the same time, I think, in a tone that created an opportunity to continue a positive Argentine-British relationship.
Mr. Blinken is going on to Argentina, and we can presume that there is a conversation between Washington and Buenos Aires. Javier Milei needs everything to right that economy. Is this dialogue something new? Was Washington always attentive to the failures of Buenos Aires all these years of the Peronistas? And are they turning a page with Milei? How to regard this visit?
No, absolutely. I think there's a recognition that with Javier Milei's outreach to the United States, with his very pro-U.S. orientation and his pro-market orientation, Argentina is emerging as one of the greatest opportunities for the United States and U.S. diplomacy in a region that is full of problems and complications. And so certainly this leg of the trip will be about shoring up the relationship, shoring up the security relationship, in which, of course, the United States recently concluded is going forward with the sale of U.S. F-16 fighters from Denmark, which basically is Argentina not going with the purchase of a major number of fighters from China. But more broadly, although the United States had always been very concerned about the situation in Argentina, and the United States has a lot of influence within the International Monetary Fund, which Argentina owed some $44 billion and was increasingly having difficulties on its payments. I think the United States has been has played a major role in trying to get the IMF and help the IMF to give Argentina enough room under Milei to pull itself through. There was a postponement of some of the decisions with respect to how the IMF program is going. The IMF agreed to extend Argentina an additional $3.7 billion. There's a very supportive IMF finding on the Argentine situation. And so I think it's a combination of longstanding U.S. interest, but an opportunity for the United States really to use that influence both in financial and other circles to try to help the Argentine, to help the Milei administration to succeed. It's a critical moment for that because, despite, the positive IMF report, you had the collapse of a major legislative deal, which was supposed to give the Milei administration enough authorities, both in the legislature and in other areas.
30 seconds, Professor, 30 seconds. So this is a turning of a page, to use that metaphor, then. These conversations are regarded as a very positive direction for Buenos Aires. Is that correct? We just have a few seconds.
It will be. It's an opportunity for Secretary Blinken to work with his Argentine counterparts to take the positive toned relationship forward.
Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.